This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Lego reported results today. Sales are up almost 25% over last year. The secret behind its success? Girls and a new line called Lego Friends. Same blocks, new look, flowers, a beauty salon, and lots more pink. Sally Herships has the story.
If you're a fan of Lego and you've seen the company's new Lego Friends toys, you may be wondering, what's with all that purple and pink?
Those are colors that girls like.
Greg Livingston is COO of Curiosity Advertising. The company specializes in kids and families.
Kids are very good at telling you what they like and what they don't like.
Seems like Lego is listening. So far this year, 27% of Lego sets purchased have been for girls. Last year, it was less than 10%. Livingston says since construction toys, like Legos, have traditionally been a tough sell to girls, it makes sense the brand would try to expand in a stereotypical way.
Superheroes do skew more boys, and it does that not just as kids, but as adults. young adults, the 20 to 35-year-old group, superhero movies, there are more boys that go to it than girls.
The Toy Industry Association says the toy market generates $21.2 billion a year in sales, and Lego says it researched its new toys for years. But there's been some consumer pushback against Lego's Friends.
I don't think that they're sexist.
Shad Foos works with C3, a marketing and product development company that makes toys. He says stereo and gender types exist in the toy business for a reason.
I honestly think it's good business. You know, they're not going to make it if it's not going to sell, right?
And Livingston says when it comes to toys, boys will be boys, but girls are more likely to play with toys made for both sexes. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.